I have to admit that it is not my habit to preach on Palm Sunday or Good Friday because I find it very difficult to figure out what to say after just having heard the reading of the Passion of Christ. However, this year I'm breaking my custom because with the Lenten homily series, there's one final topic that needs to be addressed. This final topic of the Lenten sermon series deals with the moral life. And at first, I thought that this would not be the best topic to consider on Palm Sunday. But upon further reflection, I found that I was falling into the same trap that I was going to preach against. That we may tend to look at the moral life as merely a list of thou shalt nots. But the moral life understood within the heart of our faith is that it isn't just that list, but rather a complete way of life as Catholics. The moral life gives some specificity on how to live our life out. It is true that there are lists of thou shalts and thou shalt nots. But if we were to look at it merely in that way, drained of its context, then the moral life as we are supposed to live does not make a lot of sense. It seems overly burdensome, unnecessary, perhaps even maybe just behind the times. The moral life, as viewed by Catholic Christians, is a life that springs from the relationship with Christ. There was an ancient Latin phrase that says this, lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi. That translates into English as the law of prayer or worship determines the law of faith, determines the law of life. Here's what this phrase means. There's no escaping this reality. The phrase means that the way in which we choose to worship God, how we pray, determines what we believe about God. If we choose to worship God in a superficial way, if we choose to worship God only when it's convenient, if we choose to worship God in a way that minimizes the centrality of prayer and worship, then that says something about what we believe about Him. If God is only worthy of superficial worship or worship when it's convenient, then our idea, our belief in God is greatly impoverished. If God's only worthy of being worshipped in a superficial or convenient way, then God has been drained of His omnipotence, His omniscience, His majesty. How we pray says something about what we believe. But what we believe also says something about how we are called to live. If we profess that Jesus is Lord, then the actions in our life, the way in which we choose to live, should spring forth from that belief that if Jesus is Lord and I am one of His disciples, then I need to live as a disciple of the Lord. The law of prayer determines the law of belief and determines the law of action. But the inverse is also true. That in my actions, the choices that I make, that says something about what I believe. If my choice is never to spend time in personal prayer, or to only pray when it's convenient, only to believe in God when I need something, then the entire dynamic relation of those three things begins to fall back apart. The law of prayer is the law of faith, is the law of life. Catholic morality, rightly understood, cannot be reduced merely to a list of actions, but instead governs our whole life as disciples of the Lord. Each week during Lent, I've listed a weekly challenge. Now, this week's challenge is very simple. If lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi is true, then the challenge that lies before all of us this week is to immerse ourselves in Holy Week. Printed on the handout this weekend is, again, the Holy Week schedule. Also printed again this week is how to sign up on formed.org. And I would ask you to continue with episode 2 of The Wild Goose this week, The Breath of God. It'll be a really good episode to reflect on as we move through Holy Week. But the challenge most specifically is to participate as fully and completely as possible in Holy Week. It is this week, above all else, that forms us as disciples of the Lord. One of the great disappointments in the Christian life, for me and for many other priests, is that all too many Catholics view Holy Week as Palm Sunday and Easter. The whole story unfolds during the whole course of the week. If it's Palm Sunday and Easter, then all you're getting is the beginning and the end. The whole drama of the unfolding of our redemption is somehow missed. The law of prayer, of worship, determines the law of our faith. How we pray and worship says what we believe. And what we believe about God determines the law of life, our morality. So let us worship together this week, recognizing the rightful place of our faith in the totality of our life as disciples of the Lord. Let us prioritize attending all the principal days of this week, fully entering in to the Lord's passion, death, and resurrection, fully entering into the mystery of our redemption.